April 30, 1927 Glory of the Unity of the Divine Will, and how acting in it is always a divine way. Works and sacrifices that Jesus does in the soul in order to form the kingdom of the fiat. I was doing my round in the creation, to follow the acts of the divine will in all created things. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one was my will that came out in creation, but it spread and multiplied itself in each created thing. And the soul who goes around in the creation to follow its acts and to embrace them all together, gathers the divine will that is spread in all things and makes it one, giving me the glory of the unity of it. Then, spreading it again in all created things, she gives me the glory of my divine will multiplied and be located in so many things. It is something great, my daughter, that the littleness of the creature reunites, all together, this will of mine be located and multiplied in so many things, so as to say to me, one is the glory, the honor, the love I want to give you, because the one act contains everything it is perfect, and it alone is worthy of you. One was the will that came out from you, and as one do I want to bring it to you. And then, making use of her loving stratagems, she spreads it again, and she gives me the glory of the supreme fiat multiplied and be located in all things. And I let her do everything, and I delight in and enjoy her loving stratagems. In fact, being in my will, she is in my house, and she can do nothing but what pertains to the celestial family. Her acting is always divine way of acting, that alone can please me and give me perfect love and glory. After this, I felt oppressed. The privations of Jesus become longer. I felt all the weight of my long exile and the pain of my faraway fatherland. A profound sadness invaded my poor soul, and my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, both of us must have patience, and think about the work of the formation of the kingdom of the divine will. No one knows what we are doing, the sacrifices it takes, the continuous acts, the prayers that are needed to form and obtain a good so great. No one takes part in our sacrifices. No one helps us to form this kingdom that will bring them so much good. And while they pay no attention to us, they think about enjoying their miserable life, without even disposing themselves to receive the good we are preparing. Oh! If creatures could see what passes in the secrecy of our hearts, how surprised with amazement they would be. The same happened when my mama and I were on earth, while we were preparing, between the two of us, the kingdom of redemption, all the remedies that were needed so that all might find salvation. No sacrifices were spared, nor works, nor life, nor prayers. And while we were intent on thinking about everyone, on giving our life for all, no one would think about us. No one knew what we were doing. My celestial mama was the depository of the kingdom of redemption, and therefore she took part in all the sacrifices, in all sorrows. Only Saint Joseph knew what we were doing, but he did not share in all our sorrows. Oh! How our hearts ached in seeing that, while mother and son were consuming themselves with pains and with love for all, in order to form all possible and imaginable remedies for all, so as to heal them and place them in safety, they not only did not think about us, but offended us, despised us, and others plotted against my life even from my birth. This I am repeating with you, my daughter, in order to form the kingdom of the divine fiat. The world takes from us, even though it does not know us. Only my assisting minister knows what we are doing, but he does not take part either in our sacrifices, or in our work. We are alone. Therefore, patience in this long work, the more we work, the more we will enjoy the fruits of the celestial kingdom.